Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no? Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yeah.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And once again, we want to welcome you to Get 'em Radio, God in the Midst. Hallelujah. Once again, I am your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the true and living one. Hallelujah. You are the bright and morning star. You are the great rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. And we bless your name tonight, Lord God. We lift you up above every circumstance and situation, Lord. We magnify you because you're worthy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast, this Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst broadcast. We lift it up to you, and once again, we dedicate it to you, Lord God. And we say, have your way. Hallelujah. Move as only you can do, Lord God. And we just thank you and praise you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up every household that's listening tonight, every person, Lord, those who are listening tonight and those who will listen in the future as well. Touch each and every person by your spirit. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, just I just want to thank God for all of you who are here with us tonight. Many of you were here with us last night. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for you, just for taking out your time and coming on the broadcast. And we're very excited. Well, first of all, we're excited about what happened last night on Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Harkey. Oh, my goodness. The Lord did move by his spirit. We saw miracles happen last night as we prayed for people, and they were healed, because what God reveals, he heals. And the Lord revealed, I believe it was six things last night, and at least four people came on with those ailments last night and got prayed for. And we thank God for that. I mean, the healings were rolling last night. We give God all the glory. If you'd like to listen to that broadcast, you can do so by just simply Googling or go to any search engine and put in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M, the first letters of God in the Midst. So if you put in Get 'Em Radio and then put Prophetic Healing there, and yesterday's broadcast should pop right up on Blog Talk Radio, and you just click it, and you'll be able to listen to it. Many people have told us that they call into the broadcast, and without us even praying for them directly, they get healed. So, hallelujah. God, our God, is almighty, and he can reach out even through phone lines and heal people. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So now, tonight is our part two with our guest speaker, Pastor Magnolia Haynes. Oh, we're excited about her as well, because the Lord is moving by his spirit through her. Pastor Haynes is the pastor of Church of Refuge Holiness. And hallelujah, just awesome. You know, if you heard our introduction, you heard that the Lord has given us a charge to encourage, to edify, and to equip home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. And I just want to say, because it's a home church, or it may be a small church, and we designate it's just the number of people who come, but God didn't say that church was not anointed. You know, he keeps showing up in home churches and in churches that are maybe small in numbers, but great in the anointing, great in the power of God. Very important in what God is doing in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we started last week with Pastor Haynes giving us her testimony. And I started last week really by saying that I did go and visit her home church. Now, this was not a day that a service was going on. She just took me into the home church. And I'm telling you, the anointing, the very presence of God, hallelujah, is in that place. I won't say was, is in that place. And I don't know if you've ever heard someone say a hollowed out place, you know, just hollowed out. You could tell that prayer had been going on in that place. You could tell that the presence of God has been hosted in that place, and that his presence, as we say, rests, rules, and abides in that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. So, when we talk about the spirit, size doesn't matter, because the Lord says, if two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Hallelujah. And when God is in the midst, you can't do nothing but praise his holy name. Lay out before him. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Magnolia Haynes. Welcome, Pastor Haynes.
Thank you very much, Apostle. Hallelujah, bless his holy name. We honor all our great God this evening, and we bless the Lord for his son Jesus, and we certainly thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I greet
yes.
you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the day that the Lord has made, so I'm still rejoicing, and I am so glad and I'm so grateful. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. I call
Amen.
This a terrific Thursday. Okay? Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Well, it's
and
been
the
quite
the
a
Lord
day for me.
Continuously excuse me.
Yes.
The joy
Go
of the
ahead.
Lord is
the joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord again is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for taking us from faith to faith, glory to glory, and strength to strength. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Oh, and I just want to thank God for you, Pastor Haynes, just taking out your time. We know that God has you doing many things. And I am so glad that he has you on this broadcast, because I know that there's so much that you have to share with us that's going to bless people tonight as well as in the future.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank the Lord for the opportunity and for the privilege, you know, been able to under shepherd, hallelujah, a place where God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. And we bless God, and I certainly cannot, you know, go on and express anything about the Church of Refuge Holiness without recognizing or remembering my precious husband, Pastor Dr. Adrian Haynes. And I just like to let the saints of God know, you know, God, he is some kind of wonderful. And my husband had been in ministry before his transition from earth to glory for 70 years. And God called my husband, Pastor Haynes, into the ministry again after 25 years of previous service to the pastoral ministry. And it was a new beginning, a new assignment, a new church. And that church is the Church of Refuge, which was birthed on February 1st, 2004. On May 17th, 2003, the time was about 11:30 a.m., and it was Saturday morning when God spoke to my husband and commanded him, as he did Jonah, to preach the word. And like Jonah, God chose Pastor Haynes. Hallelujah. His assignment, that his assignment had never changed. We change as individuals, but God does not change because he says that he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in that case, Pastor Haynes himself had to just obey what God told him to do. As in the case of Jonah, Pastor Haynes knew that this was not a matter of choice. Rather, it was a matter of fulfilling the initial assignment that God had given him and had never released him from. My husband, of course, Pastor Haynes, was obedient, and he accepted his assignment with grace and mercy that God had prevailed upon him. And at that very moment, God gave Pastor Haynes a church, you know, and the church name, the Church of Refuge Holiness. And God also inspired Pastor Haynes and myself. At that time, I was just I had been licensed as an evangelist a long time ago, but that was when I was the first lady and evangelist Magnolia Haynes to move forward in our ministry by serving God through faith by our works. So God led us to start this new ministry by praying, fasting, reading, meditating, and studying the Holy Word and declaring unceasing praise and worship to him. On January 21st, just going back a little bit, rewinding, 2004, it was only 8 months after the Lord told Pastor Haynes to be the spiritual leader of the Church of Refuge. And he gave us favor with Bishop Melvin S. Dunn and Pastor Dr. Gustine Dunn at Christian Faith Center, located at 2003 Chambers Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63136. Bishop and Pastor Dunn opened the doors of their church as a temporary physical home of the Church of Refuge Holiness. So his kindness, their kindness, had allowed the Church of Refuge and its members to serve and to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness and to extend life to God's people through his word. In 1995, we actually started having Bible study in the lower level, that wonderful place downstairs. And a few people started gathering, and I was director of nursing at a in-home health agency at that time, and I had a young lady, a woman who worked under my leadership there, and I invited her to church or to Bible study, and she said, "I'm going to bring my granddaughters with me one Sunday, and I'm going to tell their mom," who lived right next door to Christian Faith Center in the apartment complex. So it started from there. Jennifer and Markovia and Markia, and they were like, what, 4 and 8 years old at the time, if I'm saying it correctly. They were little girls. And so we never had over 20 members in using Christian Faith Center, their building. The Church of Refuge Holiness is registered in the state, in the Missouri, in Jefferson City, at 2354 Varhoff Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. So this is the church. And we were able to serve the Lord on Sundays there at 12 o'clock noon because they had their service at 9. So we were blessed to go in at 12, and the Lord blessed us, and miracles were wrought, and people were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and people came in and they wanted to learn of God, you know, to take his yoke upon them and learn of him. And so at that point, we just stayed 4 years and 9 months there on Sundays. But as I said, the home address or the church's address is 2354 in that Laurel level, that hollowed out place that my sister just forementioned.
Yes.
And a lot of prayer, a lot of fasting, shut-ins have gone on, healings have been manifested in this place. And I want to rewind again. May the 29th of 1993, before we even started the ministry here, before we started Bible study, my husband was brought back to life. May the 29th, 1993, right here in this very place. And we bless the Lord. I'll never forget it. Hallelujah. And I had gone out to be a nurse that evening at the Fox Theater. Your arms are too short to box with God. That was the performance. And I was called out of my seat to see about somebody who was lying out on the floor. They not knowing about the anointing of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, they thought something was wrong with the lady, okay? I'm at the lady's feet. And when she sat up and the anointing was so powerful on her, she started prophesying to me. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And my husband, before that happened, because he was with me, I could always take a guess, he started going to the bathroom just numerous of times. I'm sitting in my seat as a nurse at the Fox Theater on the orchestra level. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget it. And I started praying. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I said, let him not have an electrolyte imbalance. I said, take care of him because he is not going to the doctor. His faith was so great. I knew he wasn't going to go to the doctor, okay? So we came home, and this, after all of the performance, but at the, oh, by the way, going back, the lady who was on the floor was a pastor in Illinois. I cannot think her name was Grady. Praise God, hallelujah, the Lord just brought her name back to me. And she sat up and she started prophesying to me. And I said, go over there and get my husband. Go and get him so he can hear this with me. I said, you can find him. We dress just alike. So go on and get him, you know. And she sat up and she said, the Lord was going to do something so miraculous for me or for us that we knew it had to be God. I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. And so I started my finite mind. Oh, I could think of a whole lot of things I wanted God to do that I thought was miraculous, okay? So we came home, and all of these episodes, they started again. And so I'm preparing to get comfortable, and I'm sitting on the side of the bed, and I heard my husband say softly, honey, come here. And when I went into the bathroom, he was gone. He did not have a blood pressure. He did not have a pulse. The Lord brought the scripture, Ezekiel 16:6. I'll never forget it. And it says, and when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live. I didn't panic. I just reminded God of what he had promised. I said, Father God, you promised long life. Not now, Lord. Not now, Lord. And I called seven people, not speed dial. I called seven people, seven-digit numbers, and all I said to them was to pray. My husband, he came back to life, and his hands went up, and he said, glory. I took his blood pressure from 0 to 110 over 60. I'll never forget it. So even before, you know, as again, speaking of him in Jonah's position, he knew he had to do what God wanted him to do. Amen? Hallelujah. And I, of course, being his mate, I was right there by his side. Amen. And so anyway, we've had some dry times, of course. I love you all wanting to edify and what is encourage and to edify and to equip. Hallelujah. And our motto at the Church of Refuge, our motto was loving God and loving people. And our motto scripture was from Haggai, the second chapter, the 5th through the 9th verses. This is according to the word that I covenanted with you. When ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. And God has manifested himself. He has proven himself shown. He has proven himself and he has shown himself strong. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And I just thank God, you know, and we've had maybe up there on Chambers, maybe 15 people in this church and in the lower level here, maybe 7 to 10. But we praise God. It's one soul at a time, and heaven rejoices over one soul. Yeah. And all we want to do, our vision was to make disciples of men, preaching and teaching the holy word of God, that they walk by faith and not by sight. So we just bless the Lord, and it's been so many things. And I can go back with us being here as God's vessels and just wanting to be used to his glory. Again, we started at Christian Faith Center 2104. We stayed there 4 years and 9 months. It looked like it was always a nine-month issue, even from May up to February before we even started the Church of Refuge Holiness. And in 2005 is when the Lord gave my husband Isaiah the 35th chapter and the 8th verse, that this way shall be called the way of holiness. Amen. So we added that to the church. But I shall never forget my husband, March 11, 2011, he ended up going into the hospital. We had a service on Palm Sunday. He couldn't even walk. He had had some TIAs. But God blessed him, and we went down in the chapel of the hospital, and it was filled with precious souls who came in on Palm Sunday to worship with us. That was the 17th of April, 2011. So we really mean business about our Father's business, amen? And then from there, he went to rehab, and that was 4/24/11. We had church every Sunday there. And we still prayed and we believed God. They made a space for us to have service. Do you hear what I'm saying? And on May the 22nd, 2011, he returned back home and we were back downstairs. Hallelujah. God is something. He is so faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. He is, and his word is holy, and his truth and his promises are sure. I tell you, it's been a wonderful walk, amen, and I'm still going to keep on keeping on, amen, in Jesus' name. And I do know that the church does constitute us as where two or three are gathered in his name, that he would be a God in the midst, and he would bless our needy souls. So I just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And God has been blessing with other ministers and other churches coming in. So I just want us to know God and the power of his death, his burial, his resurrection. I want people to have a relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. So they can go back. Go out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it's not just what we say, but it's what we do also in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank the Lord for the power of the Holy Ghost, our keeping power, our comforter, our confident, our friend. Hallelujah. Everything that we need is in God. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord for that. Amen. So I gave you a little history about the church, and we are carrying on Sundays at 12 noon. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I looked at all of my questions that I wrote down that I was going to ask you. You answered every last one of them. And the funny part, let me tell you, you didn't know all the questions. The God part is that you answered every question in order. Just, my I was
goodness.
Like, is she looking at
oh,
this
my
way?
Goodness. That's God. That's all God, isn't it? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is really something how just how the Lord got you all started, you know, with the ministry and he how he put you together in the, you say, the Christian Faith Center, you know, for that
right.
amount of time, 4 years and 9 months. I know that 9 months, that birthing is significant. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Sometimes
praise
he'll birth you in and sometimes he'll birth you out. And so
right.
the 9 months where he birthed you on out of that place into your own place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now how did you all feel about, you know, and I know it was the Lord telling you to do it, but how did you feel about having that home church in the lower level of your home? Because, you know, other people go to other churches. Was that ever an issue with you all, you know, having the church in your home?
We never had a problem with opening our home up, and we were just determined that we were just going to do what God told us to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as
Amen.
I said, people come, people go, and we know that, hallelujah, because the Bible itself
yes.
is fulfilling, and the Holy Word of God does not lie. So it would be a great falling away of church, mm-hmm. and it's not just in a home church, if you will, or a small church. It's in
yes.
the big churches, amen,
mm-hmm.
because people's
yes,
hearts
ma'am.
And their minds need to be turned back toward God, and they need to reverence him and recognize that he is the only true and living God. So we were never intimidated
yeah.
about being here. Now,
Amen.
Grant you, we looked at buildings. We looked at a big church. It's on Chambers now. It used to be a Catholic church right up the street from where we were. We marched around the building. But there is no failure in God. Amen. And,
yeah,
and our prayer has
right.
always been, Father God, let us submit our will to your holy, divine, and perfect will. Let us surrender
yes.
our mind, our bodies, our souls, our spirits to you. We want to do your will. And we purposed in our hearts that we had to have church outside, and the yard is big as the park in the back. I said, the church
mm-hmm.
is us. We're the temple of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. Amen. We are the church. And we come together
mm-hmm.
to assemble ourselves together where we can go from faith to faith, glory to glory, and strength to strength. Amen. So that's
yes.
the purpose.
Amen.
And we felt, you know, and we look at people like you say, some people won't come. But God will send
mm-hmm.
here who he wants to be here. And I'm not saying as a member.
Right.
I'm talking about to worship him in the beauty of holiness and still that they get something.
Hallelujah.
If they have to come in here and be healed, if they have to come in here and be saved, if they have to come in here and be delivered, if they have to come in here and be set
yes.
free, refuge. They might not say, but they can come in here and be covered. Amen. And
mm-hmm.
okay, and just and
yes.
so we're excited. We were excited. And when we started off,
yeah.
it was a family room downstairs. And it was beautiful, a family room. But we made it a place, a sanctuary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
A
oh,
place
my God.
Where
oh,
God
yeah.
can be reverenced. But he's reverenced in this whole house from the time you walk across the threshold
yeah.
till you go down the steps and come back up. Amen. God
absolutely.
Is reverenced
absolutely.
In this home. Amen. Prayer goes on in every room in this house. I have a prayer room study where I have an altar that I've had ever since I was 17, even before I even knew it was a Pastor Haynes. But God, who's rich in
Amen.
Mercy, hallelujah. So this whole home was dedicated to God, and that where people could
yeah.
come, and they could come in, even saints, when they come in from out of town. We didn't need no house like this. But we said, Father, we want to share it. And for people who need housing, if they come in from out of town, they can come and stay with no strings attached. And God is
hallelujah.
Blessed to happen. And I bless the Lord for that. Of course, we had the children in and out, that daughter more or less than the son. He's only stayed one night in this home. I've been there. I've been there 27 years. And God be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you come here, this is a holy house. Amen. This is a holy home. Amen.
It's a holy
from the
home
roof to the foundation.
Sure.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And I pray that whomever walks in, and my prayer daily is that God's anointing, that his Shekinah glory, that his Holy Spirit will abide here, that it does reign here, that it does rest here, that it does rule in this place. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
yes. Well, I wanted to say, too, I wanted to say, and I'm totally in agreement with that, having been to your home. And what I noticed as well as was even the furniture in the sanctuary. I mean, everything was, like, put together. It was almost like you walked into a new world when you, when you went in. And everything was just, you know, just placed, just so. I mean, there was nothing lacking when we talk about a sanctuary. You know, the pulpit was there. the seating, you know, it was just really set up to host the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, everything was set up to give God the glory as you went in there.
Praise
you know,
God.
The prayer shawls, you know, the being able to you know, have the Lord's Supper, to have communion, just really beautifully set up. And so
Thank you, Father.
Praise God for that. Now, what I also wanted to talk to you because, well, you said that you all are registered. You're registered with the state.
Right,
Jefferson City.
I have to do it every 2 years. I have to do it every 2 years. Amen. So that'll be coming up again next year. Lord,
okay, great.
Amen.
Amen. And
we don't have that. I'm sorry.
501c3.
No, right. We don't have
that
because. I don't have the man. That's what I was getting ready to say. I don't have the manpower. I do a lot of other things where I don't have to. I don't worry about being tax exempt or anything like that. We just do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And we have, with the Lord's help and His blessing us, we have really supported through these 15 years so many ministries. And I know God, you know, He said that He will reward us, amen. And then He said, what one does, you don't let the right hand know what the left hand know what the right hand is doing. You don't know, put your arms before men. But God has blessed us to be a blessing to other people. And He's blessing me right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Me too. I'm being blessed.
I am so blessed. Hallelujah, and I just thank God, and I'm thinking on those things. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And I know I'm still on earth. I'm not celestial, but I'm one of God's children. Amen. And I'm not looking for any materialistic stuff. I'm not trying to be rich down here. Even though He said that we could live here on earth as if we were in heavenly places. And God has proven Himself to me. Amen. He's still doing it right now. Everything that I have, everything that I need, everything that I'll ever get is because God is my El Shaddai. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep on it. Even when people come in, Apostle, when they come in, I let them know. I tell the people, especially visitors, when they come from other churches, I said, now you put your tithe at your own church. If you have an offering, you can leave it. If you don't, it's fine. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Because what did I say? That this is not a career. This is a calling. But I thank God for taking care. And He knows He supplies our every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. That spiritual, Yes. Naturally, physically, mentally, emotionally, and economically. But we know that there is a pattern. We know that there is something we have to follow, that God will bless us, and that's what he promises us, and he keeps his word, amen. And there is no lack in my life. And I'm not saying that. I'm boasting in the Lord. He takes care of me. Amen. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, bless his name. And I just thank God. And again, when I was a young woman, before I ever even met my husband, the Lord taught me how to manage and how to prioritize. And I started tithing when I was 11 years old in the Adventist church. So they were heavy on it, okay? They were heavy on the tithing and the offerings, okay? So God, I started it early, amen, and I'm still not perfect. I'm still growing, amen? I'm still growing toward perfection, amen? But I do believe in following the formula where God said he would open up the windows of heaven, pour us our blessings wherewith we are not able to receive. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And he also told me in godliness with contentment is great gain, honey. Amen.
Great gain.
I bless the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm excited about the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless his name. Thank you, Lord.
Now, if someone were to come to you and say, you know what, the Lord is leading me to start a church. You know, I know there's a spiritual side to that, and then there's also, this world we live in. There's a side to that.
Right.
So how would you advise a person who's starting a church? The Lord told him to start a church.
Well, first of all, okay, we want to make sure that God told them to do it, that's for sure. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have a designated place, they can start it just like we did. Hallelujah. And not be intimidated and make sure that they're dedicated and that they really are committed and that they really desire to do what the Lord has for them to do. Because there's no glory in this.
You all started with Bible study.
Okay. Right.
I said you all started with a Bible study.
We started off actually with Bible study, like I said, inviting people and even from a former church where we got married, the people were so interested in Bible study, I guess they weren't having it, so they want to come here. And they're still members at their church today. And that's been many, many, 95 up until now, okay? So, I bless the Lord.
Mama.
And again, you know, I encourage anyone who, if the Lord say for you to do it, he says, whatever your hands find to do, make sure God said it and you do it, amen? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. And I have no regrets. And again, sometimes we know that this walk isn't always where everybody is with us. Amen? I've gone down there, and I have to be on my post. I have to be on my post whether there's anyone here or not. Amen? I got
Amen.
To be out there.
Say that
okay?
again, Pastor, because some people don't know that.
I have to be on my post, and I want people to know that God does. He show up and show out just for me. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to go down and I'm going to praise him with everything that's in me. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you're supposed to have church at 12 o'clock, be down there with you by yourself, because you're not by yourself, because God is with you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Be on your post, hallelujah. You say God told you to do it? Well, okay then, let's do it. Amen. In Jesus' name. My goodness.
Amen.
Yes. And it's a wonderful thing. Solitude with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
My.
Hallelujah. And I declare he loves upon you and he gives you, he speaks to you, hallelujah, and he lets you know what to do and that you're his very own, amen. And then I hear the door open because I hear the chime of someone, the door open. I said, thank you, Lord, amen, hallelujah. God is so faithful. He's faithful. And we have to be faithful.
Yes,
we cannot faint in adversity. And a part of my prayer is that, Father, the battle is not mine anyway, it's yours. But you told me not to faint in adversity. He wants us to be faithful, to be faithful unto death. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I bless God for that. Thank you, Jesus. I thank
Amen.
God for
the other parts of Amen. Yeah, so we have to be dedicated and like you said,
faithful,
you know, maybe start with a Bible study, faithful,
yes.
Right.
And
so what do you do, I mean, what man is calling us to do as part of starting a church, even a home church? You had said you guys are registered with the state.
Well, we have to pick a name. And we want, and if God told us to start a church, we had to go and do it according to the law of Missouri. And we went downtown to the Wainwright Building. I think it was the second floor then. I don't know what it is, 15 years later. And
And
we chose the name that he gave us. And I still got the little piece of paper. And it had an ID number on it, which is still the same. And it has to be consistency. We have to continue to persevere. And, again, we can't throw in the towel because if you don't have a mega church or a large church, if you will, or whatever way you want to, you know, express it, amen, we just have to be faithful to God and do what he tells us to do. So we have to go by if we have a church. If you want to start Bible study, and, of course, prayer, we have had shut-ins here, and we've had whole weeks of fasting and praying without nothing, not even water now. And I know we have different kinds of fasts, you understand. Now I would probably do a different kind of fast, but back then, 15 years ago, we would go a whole 7 days without drinking or eating and just stand before God. And God manifested his power. He did that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So thank God, you know. Yes, ma'am. So it's been a lot of wonderful feet washing, communion, all that. We have to just persevere.
Amen.
We have to humble ourselves. We have to have a spirit of humility. Amen. And much given, much is required. And when the Lord elevates us, that means that we should even be more humble. Amen. I don't say that we have to be docile, but we have to be humble. Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I tell you, it's just it's some kind of wonderful. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Well, it's almost to the time where we're going to open up the lines. And before we do that, there could be some people who want to start a church. And they're just kind of just waiting or just hesitant to start it. I want you to just take out some time here, and I mean you can minister to the hesitant ones, and then pray, then say a prayer for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready for me to pray?
Yes, ma'am. You can minister a little bit to like someone who may be hesitant, and then go ahead and pray. You can do that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, first of all, God has not given us spirits of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And again, we are the church. Hallelujah. There is no fear when it comes to God. He instructs us, he commands us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I advise prayer and fasting, amen, hallelujah, so that the spirit of hesitancy can be squashed in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We cannot be fearful when it comes to the things of God. We have to be bold and courageous, amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even with that, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost will teach us. He will teach us. He will give you what to do and how to do it. I declare somebody is going to follow you. If God has given you a ministry, he's going to send people. He will have people in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And being hesitant and don't go in with that mind that you got to have a whole lot of people and all of that. You're dealing with, the more people we deal with, the more spirits that we're dealing with. Amen. So we want to be at peace. And we know that the devil is our adversary, and he's going to and fro the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But just be still and know that God is God. Amen. And he will manifest his power again. He will show himself strong to you, to those who are hesitant, and he will prove himself. If God is telling you to do his will and what he wants you to do, if you want to be submissive to his will, you have to lose the spirit of hesitancy. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to go forth in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, we come before your presence with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courts with praise. We bless your holy name. We come to the throne of grace boldly to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us at the time of need. We thank you again for your amazing grace, your loving kindness, and your tender mercies. And we thank you, Father God, that there is none like you. Nobody loves us the way that you do. And Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, that you so loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we might be saved, hallelujah. And then you left the Comforter for us, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to teach us and to lead us and to guide us in all paths of truth. And again, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Acts 2 and 4, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power, and that you will be his witnesses. Hallelujah. So if God has, you've given us ministries, you've given us gifts, hallelujah, that should be manifested in the church and in the body of Christ, hallelujah, for the people going to nations, hallelujah, speaking to the world and in the streets, in the church. And the pulpit is just not in the church. It's outside of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you, Lord bless, and peradventure that they would have a start in their home or wherever they would start, let them know that there are outside ministries where they can minister. And even if those people are there under their teaching, that's a part of the ministry. Hallelujah. So let us, God, hallelujah, be bold and courageous and not have that spirit of fear, and that you will give them favor. Hallelujah. That you will give favor, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless you today that we can trust you. We can depend upon you. Trust you and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you promise that you will direct our paths. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for all of those who want to have that leap of faith. Hallelujah. And do what thus saith the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Hayes. We appreciate those divine words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Now, we see that several people have just joined us on the line.
Uh-huh.
We praise God
okay.
for you. Thank you for coming on tonight. Just want to catch you up a little bit of what we're doing tonight. We have Pastor Magnolia Haynes, who is the pastor, hallelujah, of a home church, an anointed, appointed, used by God, home church called Church of Refuge Holiness. And so she has just been blessing us tonight, just going back in time and telling us things that have happened when the church began years ago, just catching us up on, you know, how the church began, what they did, fasting and praying and preparing in the first place they went into, and telling us the miracles that have happened, even her husband coming back, being raised from the dead. Glory to God. So we've heard some wonderful, wonderful testimonies tonight, and she recounted things that happened even in the 90s, in the early 2000s. Hallelujah. Things that have been done. And what I just love how God worked with them, and where they could even when her husband was in rehab, they still had church there. Hallelujah. And so the thing that stands out so much to me is that we are the church. And so wherever we are, you know, whether we're at home, that's church. Hallelujah. Whether we're in a building, that's church. Whether we're, you know, wherever we are, that's church. Hallelujah. So she just ended with the people who just came on, and just to let you know that what she was doing, I asked her to how she would minister to someone who was hesitant. They heard the Lord about starting a church, and they were hesitant getting it started. So she was ministering to a person that might be hesitant starting a church, and then she prayed for them. So that's what she was just doing a few moments ago. And so now we're going to open up the line for those of you who want to, if you have questions, if you have comments, where you just want to encourage the woman of God, that you can, you know, you can encourage her, you can ask questions. If you want a word from the Lord, you know, you can ask for that. If the Lord has a word for you tonight through the woman of God or even through myself, you will get that word tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we're going to open the line. Before we do that, I'm going to do a quick shout out with some numbers that I can recall that are on the line. Sister Velma, so good to see you tonight on the line. I think of you often. God bless you and the work that you're doing with the children. Amen. Sister Debbie on the line, wonderful to see you again tonight, and I'm so glad you're doing well. Sister Carrie, thank you again for being on the line tonight. God bless you. It's always good to see you. Pastor Price, glory to God. Good to see you on the line again. I feel your excitement through the phone. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Minister Elaine, good to see you on the line tonight. And I probably should say where some of these people live. Minister Elaine, well, Pastor Price is from Memphis. Minister Elaine from North Carolina, great to see you tonight. I think I feel a little excitement through you too tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And my sister, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Price is my sister as well. Pastor Catherine from St. Louis, hallelujah. Reverend Treva, she was with us last night from California. Hallelujah. Shout out to you. I think this is my goddaughter, Rachel, from Jersey City, New Jersey. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, amen. Good to see you on the line. I know that God is going to, or has already said something that has blessed you. And I
who
see a few others.
Who was that last one? Who was the one after Rachel?
Who did I say after Rachel? Oh, Ashley.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they
yes.
here in St. Louis?
So, yes, Ashley from St. Louis. So
okay.
Praise God, praise God. Just wanted to say hello to you now. Anyone, if you want to encourage the woman of God, hallelujah, you got questions, you got comments, you want a word from the Lord, press your number one key, and we will go through the queue now. Amen. We're going to start with our precious Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We're going to open your line now, Pastor Mom.
Right.
Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Pastor
Mom.
I just couldn't lay here and sit here and not pray and pray, so she did a wonderful job. And I just thank the Lord for and just keep on serving the Lord. And I know the Lord's going to be good to you because he is a good friend, a good person for us because he loves
thank
all
you,
of us. And I thank you for your prayers and for everything you did in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I do pray. I call your name out every day. At East St. Louis Christian Center. Yes, yes. And your daughter, Apostle
Amen.
Barbara Kizzy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was
going to
ask you, you say you were saying you pray for her. I'd like for you to pray for her now. That's all right.
To your mom. Okay. Father God, again, Father God, we come again in your presence, hallelujah. And we bless you, dear God, hallelujah, that we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, hallelujah, looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help, hallelujah. We bless you, dear God, in Jesus' name, that you are our healer. We thank you that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And we bless you that over 2,000 years ago, you took every disease, every sickness, hallelujah, you took all pain, all illnesses, you became sin for us, and death doesn't even have a sting. But we bless you, Jesus, hallelujah, for blessing Mother, and we thank you, hallelujah, again, that you've not given her a spirit of fear, but you've given that her the mind to have the power of love, and we just bless you today. We thank you for East St. Louis Christian Center. We thank you for the ministry and that they will continue, God, hallelujah, to reach souls. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that men's and women's minds will be transformed and that hearts will be changed from hearts of stone to hearts of flesh, that people will fall in love with Jesus. And we thank you for taking Mother from strength to strength and glory to glory, hallelujah, and faith to faith,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we thank you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you're still that great God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is there anything too hard for God? No, hallelujah. With God, all things are
hallelujah.
Possible today. So So we are looking unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless you today. Hallelujah. We're so grateful. Hallelujah. That you're in our lives. We thank you for saving us, delivering us, setting us free. Hallelujah. Setting us apart for
Hallelujah.
The master's use.
Hallelujah.
So continue to do your great work in and through us, and that you will be glorified. Hallelujah. That you will be lifted up, that you will be magnified. Hallelujah. And men and women and boys and girls will recognize God did this in Jesus' great name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Bless the
Thank
Lord.
Thanks for praying for me. I've needed that. Thank you so
God
much.
Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Have a blessed night, Pastor Mom.
All right, y'all, too. Love y'all.
We love you, too.
Love you,
in
too,
Jesus'
Pastor.
Name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We have some, well, first of all, I want to encourage those to press your number one key. Hallelujah. Press your number one key. We're going to have her to pray for someone. There's someone named Camilla. She's a friend of mine, and she was trying to listen, but her phone, you know, we talked about that earlier. Some cell phones, you can't call in using some carrier cell phone. And so she was not able to call in, but she was able to go online and
thank the Lord. Amen.
And listen. Amen.
You,
so she said she said to pray for her. Her name is Camilla, and she wanted you to pray for her. I know that she had a big job interview recently. I'm trying to think if that interview was today or yesterday. It was Wednesday.
Thank you,
okay.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
So pray for Camilla,
Father God. We come here. We are again, Father, and we thank you. You said that we could come to you, and you would in no wise cast us aside. And we are coming, O God, on the behalf of Sister Camilla. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, hallelujah, that her faith, hallelujah, that she does believe before she sees. And we thank you for the interview,
yeah.
Oh God. We thank you for the favor of God being over her life and for the favor of man. Hallelujah. We just bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you that you will continue to supply her every need according to your riches and glory,
yeah,
by Christ Jesus. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bless you, hallelujah, that she has accepted you in her life. Hallelujah. And because she believes,
yeah,
on you, she's not condemned, but she is already believing in your power, and we just thank you that you can increase her in her faith walk and her love walk, hallelujah, and that we will all, oh God, in Jesus' name, walk carefully, walk circumspectly according to your holy, divine, and perfect word, not as foolish people, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, again, that she can depend upon you, and we bless you that you will just continue to encourage her heart, God. Hallelujah, for you know everything about Camilla, and we bless you that you knew her before she was even conceived in her mother's womb. So we thank you for taking care of her, and let her always know that she can look unto you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of her faith, in Jesus' great name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I hope she heard that. If not, she can go back into the archives and listen
Amen.
To it. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This entire
Hallelujah.
Broadcast is being recorded. So if you missed
Thank
anything,
you,
you can always go back and just put Gitm Radio, GITM Radio, into your search engine. And you can put Pastor Payne, H-A-Y-N-E-S, and it'll come up. You'll see Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see her name on it. Okay, we have Pastor Catherine, who has pressed her number one key. Anyone else, press your number one key if you want to give a word of encouragement to the woman of God. You have any questions, you have a prayer request, hallelujah, press your number one key. And I'll just say to you, if no one presses their number one key after we finish with Pastor Catherine, then we're going to have Pastor Haynes to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen. So we're going to open a line for Pastor Catherine.
Amen.
Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise
Hi,
God.
Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah.
Hello. How are
Hi.
You all doing?
Well,
yeah, so doing good. Good to hear you
again, Pastor. Yes, I was just been so encouraged about how God has just been has walked with you down through the years, and it's been
Thank
you know
Lord.
You can just
Amen.
See the hands of the Lord been such
yes.
a blessing over your life, and then you still
yes,
have a zeal. I just enjoy most of all how you have that zeal for the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And
Amen.
It doesn't look like you're about to stop at all. So God bless you. May you just continue. May you continue. And I've even enjoyed all the prayers that you prayed tonight. What a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
So I just want to say
thank you. Jesus.
Thank you. It's really been an encouragement for me tonight.
Thank you, Father.
So thank you so much for sharing
thank you,
your
Lord.
Life.
Thank you. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll be back next week again.
Okay. God bless you real well. Love you much.
Okay. Love you all, too. Love you, Mom. Love you, Helen. Love you, everybody that's on to call your name out. Love you,
God.
Love you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Have a blessed
Thank
night.
You, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you, too. Have a blessed night. Amen. We have Minister Elaine from North Carolina. We're going to open the line for her. I encourage you to press your number one key now if the Lord's leading you to say anything. Hallelujah. After this, we're going to have Pastor Haynes to do closing remarks and closing prayer unless someone else presses their number one key. Okay? Minister Elaine.
Good evening, Pastor Haynes, Apostle, Pastor Mom.
Good
evening, everybody on the line.
Good evening. Hallelujah.
I just, you know, I could not press my number one key because just hearing, you know, the journey of the startup of the ministry, you know, just really blessed me to see how God just orchestrated everything and just showed himself. That he was with you. So, you know, that just truly was a blessing. And, you know, I ask God to continue to bless you and strengthen you as, you know, you continue. And we know, and God says, you know, our latter days are greater days. So I just thank Jesus that he will continue to show himself mighty and strong in your life. And also that, you know, as you continue to share your testimony that others would grasp hold. You know, even as myself,
yeah,
you know, I'm just listening and I was like, Lord, you know, don't let me miss anything that you have for me. Let me,
Amen.
You know, not turn back and not as you prayed about the fear, you know, and the doubt, you know, not trust you. So
Yes.
I'd like prayer tonight. Yeah, if you could pray.
Amen.
You have a word or you can pray.
God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just give God all the glory. Father God, again, we come before your presence. We come to the throne of grace boldly, still to obtain mercy and find grace to help us at the time of need. And we thank you for Calvary and what you did for us.
Yeah.
We thank you for the cross, hallelujah. We thank you that you would, Father, that none would perish, all would be saved, nobody would be lost. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you are a refuge. Hallelujah. In the times of trouble. And we know that we can put our trust in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you promised that you would never leave us and neither will you forsake us. Hallelujah. You said you would answer us from your holy hills. And we bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And sometimes we, as people, we're troubled on every side, but yet we're not distressed, and we're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for your word, hallelujah, that lives down on the inside of us, God. And we ask you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we will continue to be representatives of you, God, that we are ambassadors, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and we are heirs with God, and we are joint heirs with Jesus the Christ. So, Father God, help us, hallelujah, to stand. Hallelujah. And after we've done all, we'll still stand in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Again, you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and sound minds. And we know that all things work together, hallelujah, for our good, because to those who love God, and we love you, Lord, and we thank you that we are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. And we thank you, hallelujah, that the work of righteousness, we will have peace. Hallelujah, the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Hallelujah, our hope again is built on nothing less than your blood and your righteousness. And we dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on the name of Jesus, that great name. So we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for Sister Elaine. Hallelujah, that you supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we will forever give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' great name. Amen, and thank God.
Amen,
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless
Amen.
You. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Bless you, Pastor Haynes.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Minister Elaine. And I'm perceiving something right now around in your lung area, and we're just lifting that up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you,
Father.
Lord God, that you're hallelujah for complete healing, health, and wholeness, all in your respiratory system. Hallelujah,
you,
and that the blood of Jesus is superseding your blood and going into
thank
every
you,
cell,
Father.
Organ,
hallelujah.
And tissue of your body, even now,
thank you, Lord.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Lord
you
God,
so
hallelujah, that there's a lifting in your chest area right now. Something was feeling like it was bearing down on your chest. It has just lifted off. In
thank
the name
you,
of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you,
any restricted breathing, hallelujah, is restored now in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. And we give you praise and
thank
glory
Lord.
For complete
hallelujah.
Total
thank
healing,
Lord.
Health,
we
and wholeness. In Jesus'
yes.
name,
you,
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You are absolutely
have
right.
A blessed
day. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I heard as Pastor Haynes was praying, I was like, oh, my goodness, not like she knows you. That's God. That's God.
Amen.
That was God.
Well, with spirit, no spirit, that's for
it's
sure.
Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so
thank
much, Father.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you for calling in, Minister Lang. God bless.
We bless God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Okay. Anyone else? You want to press your number one key? I feel like an auctioneer saying, going. We got to be gone in a moment. Hallelujah. So if the Lord, you have any inkling that you want to say something to the woman of God or the Lord is leading you to, this is the time to press your number one key. Praise
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed you tonight. Okay, now somebody press their number one key. All right now. I think this is Minister Rachel. I'm going to open your line. Anyone else? This is your time. This is your chance. Hallelujah. Don't let us be gone in just a moment. And you're like, oh, I wish I had said that. So, okay. We're going to open the line. Area 201. Hallelujah. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, I came in on the latter part, and I know my phone. Yeah, I'm glad I got to hear some of what God has been doing and all the encouragement through your life. So,
thank you, Lord.
Continue to stay encouraged because it's the beautiful seeds that you sow into us, and those in the future will hear this broadcast. So,
thank
God for your obedience and everything like that. And, oh, Sister Joanne says hi. Yeah, we over in East Orange. Yes, Joanne does it. Yes, we're over here spending time with her because God is blessing some renovations to be done at me and the kids' house. So we had to come on out. But I just think that we was able to listen in. And
thank
God for Auntie Joanne letting us use the Wi-Fi so I'm able to use the phone. So we've been having a blast over here in East Orange. Yes. So we
well,
over here,
Sister
and it's
Joanne
been really
sitting
nice.
By you right now? Is she sitting
yes.
by you?
Right here, I'm listening.
Say something to me, Sister Joanne.
Okay.
Hello,
I
Sister
miss
Girl.
You.
You've been on my heart, man.
Wow.
I was just asking about you. I'm talking about this week.
The God
really?
Is born.
Yes. So you're doing okay, right?
I'm doing wonderful with Jesus. I got
yes,
the King,
ma'am.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. We're going to have
to
talk. You have the same number, right?
Yeah, I still have the same number.
Joanne? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to call you. We need to talk. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I
okay,
miss
fine.
You.
Okay.
Amen.
I miss you too.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Love you
God
all.
God bless the woman of God.
Amen.
God
and I'm glad that my God family is able to come and stay with you.
Keep on doing. Tell the woman
Amen.
Of God, keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Keep on doing
Thank
what
you,
you're
Father.
Doing, the woman of God.
Thank
you,
so
God,
much.
For her. Thank you
Wonderful
for the strength.
Savior.
Thank you for the courage.
Thank you, Father.
The courage within.
Thank you, Jesus.
They said,
yes,
they that
yes.
wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They said, mount as a wing
Thank you, Jesus.
And eagle.
Thank you, Lord.
They run and not be weary, and they should walk and not faint. Don't
Hallelujah.
Faint in the midst of your situation, the minister.
Thank you, Jesus.
Walk. God is open the door now for you. Walk in it.
Thank
open
you,
door.
Amen.
Open
God
door
Hallelujah.
For you. Open door for you.
Thank
I'm opening
thank
doors
you,
that no man can shut. I'm opening thank doors
you,
for you. Favor.
Hallelujah.
I'm opening doors
thank
for
you.
You. Because you are my
Wonderful
child.
Savior.
You are. You
thank
serve
you,
me with loving and kindness when people treated you bad. Hey, shadow
thank
the Lord.
You, Lord.
I'm giving it back
thank
to you.
Lord.
A token of my appreciation and my love for you. Just for
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Just
Hallelujah.
For you.
Thank you, Father.
Just for
thank you.
You,
Lord.
He said, write down whatever you need. Today, starting tonight, write it down.
Hallelujah.
Write it down. Write it down.
In Jesus' name.
And I'll
Hallelujah.
Make it plain.
Thank you.
Write it down
Thank
and
you,
I'll
Lord.
Make it plain.
Thank you, Lord.
Write everything you need from God tonight.
Thank
put
you,
it in
Lord.
Your margarine of your Bible. And you stand back
Thank
as
you,
Moses Father. Stood back and watched the salvation of God.
Hallelujah.
You
Thank
stand
you,
back and watch me. Yes,
thank you, Father.
Lord, you watch me.
Thank you.
You've been
Jesus.
Watching me all these many years. Have a seat, kid. Oh, You've been watching me all these many years. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep your eyes on me. Thank you, Lord. For the woman of God.
Thank
woman
you,
of intelligence. Woman of courage.
Thank you, Lord.
Woman of strength.
Thank you,
keep your hands in my hands.
Thank you, Lord. Wonderful.
I will lead
Thank
you and guide you to all truth.
Praise
you know
God.
The truth.
Hallelujah.
You know me. It's a personal relationship with me and you now.
Thank
Whatever
you,
my Father got for you, it's for you.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can take it.
I'm
going to give it to
name.
You.
Hallelujah.
My appreciation for you, for how you serve
Thank
me.
You,
I don't know how long you've been serving me. It's got to be a long time. It has to be a long time
Thank
you serving
Lord.
Me. It has to be
Thank
so many
Jesus.
Years. How long you've been serving God?
A long time.
Right. So we go
Hallelujah.
A long, long way back.
From a little girl all
way
the way up
back.
To now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
Amen.
This is just a token. A token of my appreciation for you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
hey.
You, Lord.
I hear God
Hallelujah.
Say you ain't going to want for nothing. Just ask your Father.
Amen.
In the blink of the eye. You know how you blink your eye so quickly? We don't
uh-huh.
even know how many times we blink our eyes. That's how it's going to happen in this season.
Look at
that
God.
Quick.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What you need
my,
from me,
my,
ask
my.
Me. Don't ask. Go and ask nobody. You ask your Father.
Thank you,
ask
Lord.
Me.
Amen. Thank
you ask
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you need. I'll supply
yes,
all your
yes.
needs according to my riches and glory. That is in Christ
bless
Jesus.
His name. Praise huh. God. Thank you, Lord.
You need some money? Yeah, it's
thank
on the way. You,
you
need some
thank
money?
You,
it's
Jesus.
On the way. Hallelujah. It's on the way. Whatever you need, I got it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm your bank.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm your bank.
Thank you, Lord.
I own the bank.
Hallelujah. I know it's right. Hallelujah.
I own the loan company.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I own everything that you need.
Thank you,
everything
Father.
That you need in this season, I own it. So all you have
Thank
to do
Lord.
Is ask your Father. Mm. There, I don't know if there's a special need you need, you asking God for.
Oh, yeah. I got some. I have some requests before the Lord. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. It's going to come to pass.
Yes, yes.
God
and
said,
I have
I heard
desires,
you.
And I always ask the Lord to give me divine direction in every area and every aspect of my life. Every decision,
oh, okay.
I want God in
okay.
it. Amen. What? Hallelujah. So I am depending upon God and has giving me the,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, the spiritual, to be spiritually cognizant of everything that happens with me. Hallelujah.
Right.
Bless God.
Amen.
And I'm not, and I'm on earth,
yes.
so I know that we're on earth, right? And so we need things down
right.
here. And
right.
and I thank
mm-hmm.
God that
right.
I do recognize him as my provider.
Mm-hmm.
And every
right.
day
Hallelujah.
I pray, I say, Father God, I thank you there is no lack or want in my life,
right.
knowing that he will supply
mm-hmm.
my every need according to his riches and glory by
right.
Christ Jesus. And
right.
I don't know if you heard me earlier when I said godliness with contentment is great gain. Because he told me to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all
Thank
these
you.
Things will be added unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So he
Amen.
Know what I need.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And there are some
no.
desires that I have. There really are.
Yeah.
There are
yeah.
some desires.
Right.
I like to take care of business. Amen. And I want,
right.
and God knows. And I'm so grateful that
right.
he's sovereign, that he's omnipresent, that he's all-knowing, all-hearing, and all-seeing. He knows me. Hallelujah. In my frailty,
yeah.
in my shortcomings, God knows me.
Yeah.
And I just
yeah.
want to
right.
please him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Right.
Hallelujah. I want him happy with me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Bless
I'm
his
happy.
Name.
I'm happy.
I want God happy,
I'm happy.
With me. I don't
I'm
want to hurt God's
you.
Feelings. Hallelujah. Because he
no,
has feelings too.
That
Amen.
Too,
Amen.
I caught that.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Okay,
Thank
ladies.
Jesus.
Amen.
Love you, woman.
Amen.
Of God.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Love you too, Joanne, and
love all my God family. Thank you for taking care of my God family.
Oh, you know that.
Amen. Have
it's
a blessed night, you all. Love you.
Unconditional. You too.
Amen.
Love you. Okay.
Amen. Love you all.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I gotta talk about Sister Joanne for a minute. I know she's still listening, but I want to talk about her. Hallelujah. I know we are all miracles, but this woman here is. I mean, I saw miracles with her. She was in a hospice for people with a full blown AIDS. She was diagnosed with that and tuberculosis at the same time.
My.
We went to pray for her. And I remember a time where her head, she wouldn't know anything about this, but her head had swollen so big that it had stretch marks in it.
My Lord.
And God brought her out of that. And it was just a awesome thing that we went there for years. Me and another minister, elder, went there for years to just sit with her. We were excited to go sit with her because when she could talk and she did know what was going on, she would prophesy to us like she knew everything we had been going through.
Look at that.
You know, so the Lord has used her in a mighty way. And I'm not talking about this happened a few years ago. I've been gone for 10 years from New Jersey. She's been out of that hospice for probably about 15 years now.
Look at God.
And
it's all
God's
doing.
Yes.
And it's marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, Jesus.
God. It's all God. Amen. So
thank
I know, you,
you
know, what she said to you, and I know you know the Lord, but I'm just going to say this to you. And I receive it myself. I receive this word that I heard her say, by the Spirit of the Lord, write it down. But sometimes we put up a petition and we don't write it down.
Okay.
And so the Lord was saying through her, write it down. So I received that.
Yeah,
and I know
yes,
he's a great, big, almighty
Hallelujah.
God. And so that word she was given to you, I'm receiving it too in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. And I would encourage
Hallelujah.
Anybody who's on this line, if you receive it, it's yours. If you just
Amen.
Say, oh, that was for Pastor Haynes, then it was for Pastor Haynes.
Too.
But if you say, Lord, I heard you, so I receive it too. Amen. And get to writing.
What's your name?
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah.
And I mean, I've been writing.
Amen.
I'm sure writing. I wrote something since you told me. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So, Pastor Haynes, thank you so much for tonight. I know I'm going to thank you again. It's just been delightful all night long. And I want you now to just give us some closing remarks and closing
Amen.
Prayer. Now,
thank
wait,
you,
before you do that, I'm going to give you a moment to think, too. And let me just tell everyone what's going to happen next week.
Okay.
And, and then we'll give you a moment to think about your closing remarks. This is part two. So we're going to have Pastor Haynes back with us next week. And on next week, she's going to be talking about what's going on in the church right now. We heard what happened in the beginning. We want to hear what's going on right now. She's told me a few things, how God uses her. He'll tell her to to go to certain churches. He'll tell her to go to certain services and do certain things. And so we want to hear what the Lord is doing right now in the, you know, the Church of Refuge Holiness and in her life. And then if he's revealed anything to her about the future that she can share with us, we want to hear that as well. Hallelujah. And I would say, you know, she's living a kingdom life right now. Hallelujah. The way that the Lord is telling her to do and the things that he's showing her to do. So that's going to be really awesome to hear how she's just living in the kingdom, a kingdom life. Amen. So she'll be here with us on next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Same number, 619-639-4733. Now, on this Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine. It's our Bible study series, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And Dr. Lorraine Navarro, she's been gifted to just be able to pull out those golden nuggets out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. If the Bible is just like such a mystery to you, and it's a mystery to all of us, really, but God will reveal some nuggets to you. And so she even teaches us how to be able to go into the Word of God for ourselves and to be able to pull out those golden nuggets, and how you can just go through the Word of God, because God wants us to have the full counsel of the Word of God by knowing, you know, Genesis to Revelation, where you can get that connection of what's going on in the Bible. So if you have a desire to learn more about the Word of God, then Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, that's a wonderful thing for you to hear. So she airs every Monday at noon. That's why we call it Lunch with Lorraine, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And same phone number, area code 619-639-4733. Hallelujah. And you can be eating your lunch and listening to Lorraine. Hallelujah. Get a Bible study in on a Monday afternoon. That's a blessing. Glory to God. So we look forward to seeing you next week. And now our prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey, and now it's Elder Philip and Sister Linda Harkey who come on the broadcast. They come on the second Wednesday of every month. So, like I said, they were on last night and ministering healing. And the next time they're going to come on is going to be in November. So it's going to be that second Wednesday in November, which is November the 13th. So mark your calendars. November the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is prophetic healing. And I should have counted, but I didn't count how many people or how many healings were manifested last night, but I think it was at least five that were manifested just last night. Just beautiful. God is working in great and awesome ways. Amen. So now... I think I said the same phone number, 619-639-4733, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, second Wednesday of every month. That's prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey and Sister Linda Harkey. All right, so we're going to open back the line for Pastor Haynes with closing remarks and closing prayer. Okay, Pastor Haynes.
Mother.
I'm not hearing you very well, Pastor Haynes.
So we thank the Lord, Father. He has continued to bless us this evening, and I thank the Lord for everyone who came on the line for the precious soul that prophesied to me, and I know that God's word is true, and I thank the Lord for her miracle. I thank the Lord for everyone and all of the encouraging remarks. I thank the Lord for those who even requested prayer, because we know, hallelujah, that prayer, God does answer prayer. He does hear and answer our prayer. So we just thank him for this opportunity of being able to just reach those who will be reached. Amen, in Jesus' name. So I'm just going to, we thank the Lord for him abiding with us, for him dwelling with us, for him supping with us. Amen. He said if we abide in him, he would abide in and with us. He said he would dwell in and with us, and he would certainly sup with us, and that is what he has done this evening. So I'm going to just whisper a word of prayer and just worshiping our wonderful God. Hallelujah. Father God, again, we come before you. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship your holy and your righteous and your wonderful name. We bow down before you, God. We kneel to our Maker, mm-hmm. our Creator, and we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We exalt you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we just bless you because of who you are. Thank you so very much. Thank you, hallelujah, that you are a spirit and that you are seeking such to worship you in spirit and in truth. And again, we thank you, hallelujah, for the opportunity, hallelujah, to worship you in the beauty of holiness. For truly thou art worthy, hallelujah, to receive all glory, all honor, and all power, because you have created all things for your pleasure. Hallelujah. And we just bless you this evening. Thank you for Apostle Kizzy. Thank you, hallelujah, for this program, this radio broadcast. We just thank you that we are able to lift you up and to magnify you and to praise you and to worship you, to honor you, to exalt you, to extol you, hallelujah, to love upon you and just thank you because of who you are. And because of who you are, I will continue to give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. I will lift my hands. I want to lift holy hands without wrath and without doubting, oh God. I lift my heart, my mind, my soul, my body, my entire being to you, Lord, and let you get the glory out of all of our lives. In Jesus' great name, amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you all. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor
Lord.
Haynes.
Thank
again,
you,
thank you all
Hallelujah.
For coming on, and have a blessed night.
Y'all turn the beat up.